All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, October 19th, 2021. We will begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Bush, if you feel led to stand.
If you don't mind, you can please bow your heads and say a special prayer for Mary Hayes' family. She's a mother in the Church of God in Christ, and to one of our elected officials here that have gone on with her to be with the Lord, our Judge Shoshone. And Lord, we ask that you guide and lead this court and every elected official in Jefferson County to do your will. Not just that, we ask you to put your loving arms around the family members of loved ones that are away fighting for our democracy. And we ask that you help and keep and hold our employees, keep them working and moving in the right direction, and let them know their works are for the citizens of Jefferson County. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with items under purchasing. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County with Western BRW Paper Company, Bosworth Papers, for a second one-year renewal from September 7th, 2021 through September 6th, 2022 with price increases for items due to increased manufacturing and shipping costs due to COVID-19 pandemic as shown on Attachment A. Item B is consider and approve the asbestos lead paint inspection for the Jefferson County Courthouse Levels 10 and 11 with Honesty Environmental Services, Inc. for a total amount of $1,490, which funds are available through capital projects. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve a fiscal year 2022 budget transfer for the Service Center for the purchase of an air conditioning machine recycler in the amount of $5,300. Item B is consider and approve fiscal year 2021 budget amendment for the jail for the additional cost for inmate medical in the amount of $535,000. Item C is consider and approve a fiscal year 2021 budget amendment for year-end accruals for payroll in the amount of $3,062. Item D is consider and approve the certified roll jurisdiction summary resolution for the tax roll for tax year 2021 for Jefferson County. Item E is to receive and file the interlocal contract between the City of Beaumont, the City of Port Arthur, Jefferson County, Hardin County, Jasper County, Orange County for the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force pursuant to Texas Government Code Section 791.001 through 791.027 for the period September 1st, 2021 through August 31st, 2022. Item F is to consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to the Texas Department of Criminal Justice for October insurance reimbursement. And item G is regular county bills, check numbers 487885 through 488154. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, item A is consider and possibly approve the appointment of Fred Jackson as a hearing examiner to conduct hearings required by Section 2.3 of the Jefferson County Game Room Regulations adopted on October 29, 2019 and via addendum. Item B is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a Texas Historical Commission antiquities permit application form archaeology for the ExxonMobil Beaumont Connector Pipeline Project. And item C is consider possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a cooperative agreement between Jefferson County and Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioner?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush, second by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Tax Assessor Collector, we have one item. A, to consider and possibly approve a resolution giving permission to the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by the Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects to be held on the first Tuesday of December 2021. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Sinegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioners Bush and Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, under County Treasurer, we have one item to receive and file the investment schedule for September 2021, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. Do I have a motion on that item?
So
moved. Second. By Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. That completes our regular agenda. We'll now have a time of public comment. If anybody wishes to come to the podium, if you're located in court, if you're online, you'll need to press star 6 to unmute your line. We're open for a time of public comment, and I'll just mention while we're in that time of public comment that the Commissioner's Court will not be meeting on Tuesday, November 2nd, 2021. We will meet next week, but not the following week, so all departments will need to get anything that needs to be done onto the agenda for next week's meeting. We are open for public comment. Hearing none, we'll close this time of public comment. Is there any member of the court or any elected official wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Well, Judge, I didn't say this during the prayer, but also for the family of Colin Powell, which was a strong advocate for this country, and he had taken his vaccinations and was due for his booster, but somewhere in between he attracted the disease that took his demise. So I want to make sure that public understand it's important to take these vaccines, especially individuals that have compromised immune systems, and it's very important. And the other thing is, we did a drive-through virtual this weekend. We had several people come out, like 140, 50. I would hope that people continue to take it serious, because this is a serious disease without a question. So with that, I'll close my statements.
Thank you, Commissioner. And I just note that the numbers are going in a positive direction, thank the Lord. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we had, and correct me on any numbers, Mr. White, but we had a total of 30 new positive cases in Jefferson County, one death. I believe it was a 46-year-old female. And our numbers in our trauma service area, which is 26 counties stretching from Harris County on up into East Texas, are down around 6%. For COVID hospitalization, which is a far cry better than what we were. We're at 7.6% in Jefferson County. And we're hopeful that those trends downward will continue. We have been talking about testing and what we've been doing in testing and the plans, Mr. White, that we've had with Riceland, because I think they've seen a significant drop off, not only here, but in Houston.
So I spoke with Riceland this morning, and they've had several locations they've shown up at where there's been nobody that came to be tested. They're testing today, and so we're going to hold off on any testing unless we start seeing some sort of spike or an increase in positive cases, but we're going to go back to pharmacies and the normal places where people were getting tested before.
In the infusion center, I think on our Friday report, we had 33, which was pretty much in keeping on a population ratio with what all the other areas of the state were seeing, but I think yesterday, didn't you tell me it was around 15?
So the infusion center, the last 2 days, we did 14 and then 15. So we're in the teens on the amount of infusions we're doing, but that's consistent with the amount of positive cases that we're getting in the county. And that's just what's done at the infusion center, because Baptist and some of the other locations are doing infusions also. We've asked to keep the infusion center through the holidays in case of any spikes, but that's going to be dependent on the state if they decide to keep it or here or not. But we have asked that we be able to keep it at least through New Year's.
Yeah, and I will tell you that in our conversations with the Division of Emergency Management, which Mr. White's been a part of, that they've been cooperative and seem to be in agreement with our plans to keep them open. So
yes,
we're hopeful that that's going to continue. All right, any other comment? If not, thank you all so much for attending today, and we are adjourned. Sheriff?